It is another edition of the Local Legend here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson. Our guest in studio today is Steve Wood, also known as Mr. Steve, to the Renfrew County District School Board students. Steve, you've been part of the school board now for, I believe, over 20 years.
Correct.
That's got to be quite the career.
That is quite the career, yeah.
So, first of all, Local Legend, that's quite the title.
It's kind of hilarious, yeah.
How does that make you feel?
It's kind of embarrassing, actually. Yeah, Local Legend. Come on, it's a stretch.
But I mean, not many people can say they've worked in one spot for well over 20 years. So, kind of walk us through your career there a little bit, and talk about what school you're at.
Well, I started as a casual custodian. I moved up from Napanee, Ontario. Had cleaned offices down there, and. If you're going to keep cleaning, you might as well work at the hospital or the school board. So I chose the school board, and 22 years later, here we are. And I'm currently the head custodian at Highview Public School, and I love it.
So obviously you get to know the kids a lot. Do you have to get a lot of interactions with the kids?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I shouldn't say this, but once a year, at Christmas time, I'm Santa Claus. So you get that all year, because even in kindergarten, they know it's you. You can change everything, and they're just so with it and on top of it that they know it's Mr. Steve. So I just go around to the classrooms and hand out candy canes. And
is that obviously one of the perks of the job then?
Yeah, it is. I mean, like I said, it's the kids. I just love the kids. I mean, and I get to, when I'm going through a bad day, they make me smile, and I hope to do the same for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it always your idea to work in the school board or something like that along those lines?
No, I don't think anybody chooses to clean toilets for a living, but it's what I know how to do. Like I said, I did it in Napanee, and I just continue to do it. I mean, it's what I know how to do. Yeah.
So outside of school, you're also very active, very athletic, taking part in many runs, especially yes. In Ottawa. And mm-hmm. Most notably, your contributions to the Robbie Dean Center over the years. And we've talked many times before about your runs and the amount of money that you've been able to raise. What keeps you motivated to be able to do that?
My daughter's memory. I mean, the run now has focused on her memory, and so that keeps me motivated. I want to continue to raise as much money for the Robbie Dean Center as I can in her name.
Yeah. And staying active, I mean, it's no easy feat. Where do you find the time being so busy?
You make the time. You just have to. I mean, right now I'm not training for anything, but next year's charity run will do the Ottawa Marathon for that. And last year I did a run in town. The next year I'm going to do the Ottawa Marathon, the full marathon.
Yes. So talk us through a bit of the training about that. How long does that take you?
I usually train for 20 weeks. Yeah. So you just have a base. My base will be, let's say, 10 kilometers, and you just build up from there.
Okay.
And your longest run's usually 32 kilometers. Okay. Yeah. Not easy in this area because of the winter, but
I was going to say, yeah. I'm not a fan of really the cold and no. Being outside, let alone running, but, yeah. Kudos to you for being able
to
pull
I'm that crazy guy that you'll see with the big frosty beard hanging down and his eyelids are, almost frozen shut, but I enjoy it.
Well, that's half the battle, is enjoying it. And again, you were kind of talking about your daughter's memory. I know we've talked about this before, but you continue to show support for the Robbie Dean Center. Kind of walk us through, your daughter and what your legacy is her about.
Well, Taylor passed away almost 3 years ago from mental health issues and ultimately died from a drug overdose, an accidental overdose. And I just want to, if I can help any family prevent it possibly, or have the means to deal with it, then I want to continue to do that.
Okay. That's a strong will there, right there, Steve. And you know, you've done great work in the community. Obviously, you're very well liked within your workplace, being nominated as a local legend. But you know, your community contributions to the Robbie Dean Center and supporting those who are in need is greatly appreciated. So everybody here at MyFM and you know, part of Toyota's local legend program is highlighting people like you. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.